Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of 1 Corinthians, Serve in Unity. In this session, we'll be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the first part of verse 4. Love requires action. Let's look at several of those verses there in 1 Corinthians 13, beginning with verse 4. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love suffers long, or is patient, and is kind. Those two terms are used together several times in the Bible. In this passage, both are in the form of verbs. So, what is Paul saying? He wants us to understand that love is much more than an emotion. Love requires action. Life is characterized by conflict, pain, misunderstanding, wounds of all kinds. Neither love nor faith insulates us from the hurts of relationship. In the Bible, listen, we read of Jacob and Esau, brother against brother, conflicts. Mary and Martha, sister against sister, conflicts. Miriam and Moses, sister against brother, conflicts. Sarah and Abraham, husband and wife, conflicts. Jacob and Leah, an unloved wife. David and Absalom, a father against a son. Peter and Paul, church leadership, conflicts. The word translated suffers literally means temper. When the word long is added, it becomes long-tempered. It is holding your temper for a long time. And kindness refers to the absence of harshness. So, how do those truths apply to relationships? How do we practice patience and kindness? Well, at first glance, it may seem obvious, but it requires diligence, self-control, and a deep love. What does this depth of love look like? Well, first, love does not retaliate against unwarranted attacks. Have you ever been provoked without cause? I'm not suggesting that people who love one another never get angry with one another, but Christians can at times show their tempers very quickly. You know, your face turns red and the veins pop out. Everything inside is saying, strike back. In contrast, love says, hold your temper. Just consider a few applications of love. Love helps us face personal attacks with self-restraint. If you're ready to fight, then love is an issue. Our natural tendency is to focus on rights instead of our responsibility to love. Responding in love helps exercise self-restraint. Love helps us live with the reality of imperfection. We are converted sinners. The reality is that we have a bent to sin that keeps us from perfection. If living with imperfection disturbs you, listen, you're in for a miserable life. The person who loves extends to others acceptance in spite of imperfections. Love helps us act from faith as a lifestyle. How do you handle contentious situations? Try these. Don't judge each other. Don't jump to conclusions. Don't react in haste. Don't make demands. Respond to evil with good. Respect as you want to be respected. Act with the spiritual love that God extended to you by grace. And then second, love does not retreat from undeserved pain. Without the dark threads, said Sabina Wormbrand, without the dark threads, the colored ones would not stand out. Without the nighttime, there would be no morning. Sometimes it seems there is no way to deal with relationships but to make an exit. When we experience pain, everything inside us screams, run! But being patient does not mean that you should ignore possible solutions to the problem. Love is patient, and kind means that we realize people will hurt one another. Have you ever been hurt by someone you love? Paul would not mention patience and kindness as an aspect of love if there was no need for it. We need to learn to discern intentional and unintentional hurt. Some things in life are just insignificant. If you swim, you risk getting bit by guppies or sharks. Listen, don't worry about the guppies. We must take an action which will reconcile the relationship. Sometimes radical action is needed to reconcile a relationship. We commit to stay in the relationship. Patient love does not just end relationships. And then third, love forgives unworthy people without reservation. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Does God forgive us because we're worthy or deserve it? Well, no. It's because of His grace. It is undeserved. Until we learn to forgive, we will never learn agape love. That is exactly what God has done for us. We have offended His holiness with our sin, but He has sent us a message that says, dear child, meet me at the cross. All is forgiven. I love you, the Father. Listen, commit to apply patience and kindness in your relationships. You have a great day.